Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Oh, ngiza kuwe baba ngimanikiniki nginje, ngiza kuwe ngibleeda, ngiza kuwe ngibhlungu, ngiyazi ukuthi wena kuphela ongakwazi ukuthi ulungise lo muntu ongaphakathi. Uyasho Thami Mvelase. Isigaba ke sokugcina lesi lishayelele sine hora. Ha, ama message angene very late. Ithinje ngindlule ngawo ngoba basala bakhona basalalele abafundisi. Afternoon sis bahle. I'm asking the details. I was late, found an interview. Okay. I found an interview. Yeah, these ladies who are going to have conference at Barays. Okay, ngizokuwhatsappela inumber zabo lana ke Meragadi, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, we thank God for the testimony we've heard from Dr. Lebo Mashile. I have a testimony as well. How beautiful Ashes has healed me. To God be the glory. Wow, Kitsiri Mufukeng from Kopa Race. I so wish ukuthi sesithile ngai share her testimony. Kodwa ngoba ngizobe ngikhona ePa Race, ngiyacabanga ukuthi ngizombona sesithile and then sizohlala phansi sixoxe ukuthi ke naye angafika kanjani azo share her testimony. Yeah, isikhathi ke sithi 18 after 4 o'clock. Yo, umfundisi yasibona isikhathi sigijima kanjani?
Yo.
Kanti sisenze njani?
Yeah. Every time. I mean, like, every time. Few minutes, nyana, it's 4 o'clock, 1, 2, 3, it's half past 4.
Half past. Hi, man. Let's cut to this. Yeah, guys. Ngata sindisi, wene.
The devil has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. We bind him.
Sawubona.
Ah, sawubona sesinjani?
Ngiyaphila.
Ngiyaphila. Ngisengiphuma la nje na last week ngaphuma sengiphethe izinto obuziphethe. No one else, it's from you.
But ngiyangazibika ngathi oh, ngixolele, but I want to take a pic with you. But was ukuthi ngine flu.
So what was I supposed bekufuneka ngithen konje bekufuna ngithe no.
Hayi ukuthi noma ungayithwala was ukuthi
uthi. And thanks to everyone who is following on TikTok. I see on TikTok as well. Yeah. People are commenting and following. We really, really appreciate it. Please do keep engaging. Bingelele abazalwane emakhaya. I hope we see lesontweni and sonke se right. And we are here to continue on our journey of spiritual growth.
Yes. So today sizobuka ukuthi sizobuka the ministry of the word. Last week angithi besibuke the ministry of the prayer.
Yes.
So today sibuka the ministry of the word ukuthi izwi likaNkulunkulu lisiza kanjani ekutheni sikhule spiritually ngoba lendlela yobukholwa bathongi if izinto zakho awuzenzi ngokomoya kuba ngathi yize. So
sibe siblame uNkulunkulu
sithi
lento ayisebenzi.
Sithi ayisebenzi kanti singacheki la ukuthi ngokomoya siyakhula yini or sime endaweni eyodwa.
Like I said in my intro, the responsibility component wena wenzani?
Wenzani?
Yes.
So asi unpack mfundisi, lesikhathe sinaso lesisebenzisa ukuthi yazini sikwazi ukuthi si unpack yonke into kumele si unpack today. Yes.
Sisi, today as njengoba soshilo, we are speaking on the ministry of the word. It's a continuity of our series on spiritual growth. Ngithema ngqala 3 weeks back ngathi abantu abaningi kungathi abanayo i problem or abatholi i problem getting into salvation once the seed has dropped in their hearts.
Yeah.
But babe se bafika baba stuck, bafike babe confused, bafike banganama mentor, bafike bangazi ukuthi when I've now come to lesigaba sokuthi ngisindisiwe, then what? And you hear people testifying, you hear people growing, you see people bantu usindiswe nabo, they starting to operate in a higher level of their spirituality and you wonder what's wrong with me. Kanti wena ufike wahlala not knowing these secrets. Paul is mentoring umfana omncane uTimothy. Uthi kuTimothy, Timothy my son, give yourself wholly unto these things so that you're profiting. Another version says so that your progress might appear unto all.
Yeah.
What are these things we've spoken? This is just my recap. The main ones, it's prayer and the word. Let me just go and recap a little bit Last week we spoke mostly on the ministry of prayer, and I emphasized on the book of James 5:16, mm-hmm. when the Bible says the fervent and effectual prayers of the righteous availeth much. We spoke of fervency, passionate, heartfelt zeal and seriousness in the place of prayer. I even gave a quote that says it is better in prayer to have a heart than words without heart, yeah. meaning that you are just doing lip service, but your heart is not in it. But a prayer that touches heaven to move on our behalf is a prayer that is heartfelt, is a prayer that is fervent with seriousness and zeal. I think the better example of this is the prayer of Hannah. If somebody says, how is the prayer of Hannah?
Yeah.
The Bible tells us that year after year, Hannah would go to the temple with her husband to sacrifice. But there is this year when Hannah gets into the temple and he prays, yeah. And Eli says, "Woman, are you drunk? Uti Hannah, my Lord, I am not drunk. I'm just a woman in distress pouring out her heart to the Lord." From that day on, we see Samuel as a result of what? Fervent prayers. We spoke also on persistent, not prayer as a fire brigade. Problems. That is not the prayer of a believer. The Bible tells us that men always ought to pray without ceasing. Not just as a defense strategy,
yeah.
not just as a weapon, problem, but yes. men always ought to pray. Prayer as a, not just a religious, but prayer as a lifestyle of a believer.
Yeah.
That is, those are the components that builds up a believer in the spirit, and then you begin to grow. But today we are speaking on the ministry of the word, Izwi.
Yes.
Shulang Izwi.
Amen.
The life of a believer is the one that distinguishes itself by choosing the word of God to reign supreme concerning all the matters of their lives. If you are a believer, you have chosen by your own choice that the word of God will reign supreme in all the matters of your life. And therefore, in order to grow spiritually, a believer must then give himself or herself to the word. A believer who seeks to mature and grow must keep give himself continuously to the word of God. The book of Romans 10:14. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? How will you know? How will you grow as a believer if there is nobody who is preaching to you? I usually encourage Bandla Bakhosi Akusindiswa to say, after being born again, surrender yourself to a preaching priest. Surrender yourself to a church that will teach you the ways of God, that will hold your hand and build your faith and build you up as a believer. In Acts 20:32, this is what Paul says to the church, Sissy. Paul says, "I commend you to God and the word of his grace that is able to build you up and give you an inheritance." Please note, he does not commend the believers to miracles and services and other activities of the church and other concerns. He says to the church, "I commend you to God and the word of his grace." What does the word do to a believer? The word begins to build you up. Because God reveals himself through the word. The Bible says, "And God revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh through his word." Most of the answers that we have in our lives, the Bible is a full compendium and a manual for life. There is a book that I have that I was reading when I first got born again that says, "What does God say about?" It lists what God says about health, about dating, about marriage, about work, about fruitfulness, almost everything that you need to know. You don't need to wander around and think the Bible is silent about this. The Bible did not talk about this, so that's why I'm here. You give yourself wholly to the study of scripture. Every question that you have, the Bible is a full compendium and a principle, a set, a manual for life for one who has given himself to the Lord. The word is able to build you up. And secondly, it is able to deliver to you your inheritance. I reiterate, God rather says, I did not call the descendants of Jacob to an empty service where there are no benefits for themselves. God, the Bible rather, speaks of a lot of promises, principles, and prophecies, but we sit stuck as believers and we seem to never obtain those principles. Why? Because we are not given to the word. If you receive a letter and your father gives you a letter, and in that letter there is a check, if you do not open that book, you will never know what your father has delivered to you. If you do not mature in the things of the Lord, you will never obtain the promises of God. If you do not give yourself to the word, you will never know what God has sent concerning your finances, concerning your healing, concerning raising godly children, concerning your marriage and all the affairs of your life. Galatians 4 verse 1, as long as an heir is a child, he is no better off than a slave. A child here does not speak of years and a baby. It speaks of maturity. That for as long as you are not matured, you cannot receive your inheritance. You are as good as a slave in the house of the Lord. How do I know my inheritance? Through the word of the Lord. This is my key scripture, the potency of the word of God. Acts 6 verse 1. Now, in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplying, there arose a complaint against the Hebrews by the Hellenites because their widows were neglected in the daily distribution. Then the 12 summoned the multitude of the disciples and said, "It is not desirable that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Therefore, brethren, seek out from among you 7 men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, who we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and the ministry of the word." Another version says, "But we will devote ourselves continually to prayer and the ministry of the word." That is my desire. And I wish that could be the desire of anybody in Christ, most especially a new believer, that I will devote myself, I will give myself continually to prayer and the ministry of the word. The dedication to devote yourself to the word. Sometimes out of excitement, Ceci, you know, when you just received a new family or you are received in a church, you've got now a newly found economy. It is a good thing that you start to give to the church or to the community your time, your tithe, and your talents. Serve where you can. But be careful that you do not come now to a church or a fellowship or a spiritual group where you're supposed to grow in your walk with God, and your time is now consumed with serving tables in exchange of what brought you to God, in exchange of what brought you to church. What brought you to church is not just a family. It's not just activities. What brought you to church is the word and prayer and to grow spiritually. That is your spiritual home. And I am not saying that if you are concerned, especially the ladies who serve ukudla kwabo kumnandi, but I am concerned when there's a conference for a week, umzwalwane akekho, did not get anything. There is a blessing in that. But at least by revelation and the help of God, why? So that believers do not serve tables in church and never receive the word, and then they start to depreciate in their faith, in their walk with God. Gukalani, when the word depreciates, and all those things. Why? Because the word has decreased. The Bible says that the word decreased and the disciples multiplied. When the word decreased, discipleship multiplies. 80% of your time should not go to serving tables, but 80% of your time, or 85, depending on where you are. I believe that when you come to a church and you're a new believer, mostly new believers, sit down. It's my recommendation. Before you start serving, sit down. Sit down and hear the word. Sit down and grow. When will you grow? And you are too busy with a lot of things. Jesus says to Martha, when Jesus has come to the house, Martha comes to Jesus and says, "Don't you care that I am busy serving, preparing for you. This is what Jesus says. He says, Martha, Martha, you are busy with a lot of things. But this one thing that Mary has chosen, she has chosen a good thing and nobody will take it away from her. When you choose to sit in the feet of Jesus, that thing, no one will take it away from you. It becomes your inheritance. It delivers to you your inheritance in Christ. Not that we should not serve, but Jesus is more concerned that we sit in her feet like Mary did. 2 Timothy 3:16. And that from a child you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation. The book of Timothy is my recommendation for anyone who is growing. The book of Timothy is the book where Paul is mentoring a young man, young in age, secondly young coming into Christ and being ordained into service. So when you go and read the book of Timothy, you get the mentorship that Timothy received from a matured man, from a man who has walked the journey, who knows what it takes to grow, who knows what it takes to last the grace for longevity in the kingdom. And this is what he says to Timothy. From the child, you have known the Holy Scripture, which is able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. The disciples are not disputing the serving of tables, but this is what they say. It is not desirable. It is not advantageous. It's not right. Another version actually says, it is not appropriate for us to neglect the word of God to serve tables. Life is a bit selfish. You need to decide for yourself the areas in which you want to focus on in your life to grow, because your growth is your personal responsibility and you must guard yourself. You must guard your spiritual life. You must put a very strong immigrant officer around your life to say that I will not be so distracted with serving tables. Serving tables, it's because of the lack of times. Sometimes it speaks of the disruptions and the lot of activities that can sometimes happen even in our churches, that they take us away from the word. But it is your responsibility, as I have said in the beginning, that growth, spiritual growth, is a responsibility that one has to account for personally. So the disciple says it's not desirable, and you can decide for yourself as a believer that it is not advantageous for me to neglect the word of God to serve tables. It is not appropriate for me to come to church and neglect the word and be busy with gossips and be busy with this and that. I have come here for the word. It is the word of God that is able to build us up. James 1:21. It says, wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluousness and naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. It is the word that is embedded in your spirit. That's why the Bible says that faith comes by hearing and hearing. The first hearing just brings awareness, but the second hearing is the one that embeds and engraves the word of God in your heart. Therefore, the Bible recommends, or rather command, that do away with all filthiness and naughtiness and all the activities that corrupts the heart. But rather, with meekness, receive the engrafted word of God. What does the word of God do? The word of God is able to serve, to save, rather, your soul. Three ways before I close it. I want us to have 20 minutes for discussion. Three ways to maximize the ministry of the word. First is the study of scripture. Three ways to maximize the ministry of the word. Number one, the study of scripture. 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. When you study the word of God and get the knowledge of God for yourself, That is how you become approved to God. Where does this approval come from? Because you have now, you now have the knowledge of the principles. You now have the knowledge of engaging as a child of God. As you study the word, God reveals himself through his word. As I've said before, that God appeared to Samuel in Shiloh through his word. Another version says he revealed himself. If you have any questions, if there is any area of your life where you feel stuck, where you feel like God is silenced, the Bible assures us that God reveals himself to his children through his word. Study to show yourself approved, rightly dividing the word of truth. Secondly, listening to the word of God. These days, there are many platforms, including this one, where one can devote themselves for their spiritual growth. I want to believe that there is no excuse anymore where somebody can say, I don't have a church, I don't like this place, I don't like that place. The word of God, lisa shumayelwa ngishona semabhasini, lishumayelwa everywhere. But it is out of dedication and seriousness and commitment that you give yourself even to the listening of the word. You can even listen these days while you are driving. We've got platforms like YouTube. We've got podcasts. There is no reason to be stagnant in your journey with God. By the help of the Holy Spirit, you select by wisdom who to listen to, because these days information has increased. Everybody is teaching, everybody is counseling, everybody is advising. But the Holy Spirit can help you to be able to test spirits so that you do not pick up spirits trying to grow in your journey with God. But the Bible says, I will give you pastors according to my own heart who will feed you. So if you get born again, surrender, or rather submit yourself to a preaching priest. Submit yourself to a church that preaches the word so that you can grow. Thirdly, the confession of the word. Begin to speak the word. Begin to put the word into action. Exercise the word of God. Confession of scripture. Bringing scripture into all the areas of your life. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. In the morning when you wake up, you begin to confess according to the hearing of the word of God or the reading that you have done. You begin to confess, exercising your faith so that you can grow. In the morning, you stand up and say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will be glad and I will rejoice in it. I go on with joy and I am led forth with peace. I am blessed going out and I am blessed coming in. I am blessed in the city and I am blessed in the country. You do not step into a day you did not speak to. It is God who created the day. Therefore, you speak and confess his word, who is the creator. You speak over your children. You confess what you have read in the word of God over your children. As they go to school, you tell them, go and proceed above your companions. I declare that you are the head and not the tail. The Esther kind of anointing and favor is upon you. You will have favor in the eyes of all who see you. When you go to your workplace, you receive unusual kindness. Why? Because of the anointing of God that is upon you. When you face threats, whether it's your workplace, in your career, in your businesses, you do not speak like the world. You are now a child of God. You begin to confess the word that has now been embedded in your soul. You say, I know, I believe in my God, that when men say there is a casting down, it shall be that unto me there is a lifting up. I have been called out. I have been set apart, called unto good works. I am Beulah and Hephzibah. I am a royal diadem. I am a bride loved by the groom. I am selected. I am chosen. God will defend me in all my ways. This is how we begin to grow and we see our muscle of faith beginning to expand, trusting God more and more, growing in our spiritual life to the point whereby we testify and others through our testimonies come to the knowledge of God. And in those words, Sissy, please allow me to leave it here for today. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Ngiyacabanga ukuthi lapha emakhaya nabo bayathanda ukuthi babe ipart yale discussion, or mhlambe banemibuzo abangathanda ukuyibuza ngoba udouble balekile kakhulu. Njengoba ngisho ngithi I believe ukuthi wonke umzalwane nje angathanda ukuyibona ekhula entweni zikaNkulunkulu, ekhula emoyeni. So njengoba sila sisizana ngalokho ke today ongayitholi o frustrated ungayitholi mhlambe uthi yo yazi soqala manje uyi compare nabanye ngoba esikhathini esiningi frustration iqala lapho ukuthi uyi compare nomunye umuntu mhlambe ubona ngathi izinto zakhe zihamba kahle and then mina ngiqala nixoxa akutshela ukuthi yo uyazi mina spiritually manje ngiyabonisa ukuthi ngikhulile and then bese we ucompare nempilo yakho uthi mara mina for 20 years for Ish. 10 years ngiloko ngila and I'm praying I'm reading the word of God and ngitshela ukuthi ngalokho ngidlisa umoya ukuthi ukhule kodwa ubona ngathi awukhule 0123341322 ngiyayithatha incingo uma ngibuya ngala
masimdumise hoqo ngecawe ngo 5 o'clock ekuseni no Ayanda Nenem siyathandaza siyadumisa sitya ilizwi nobungqina kuKristu let's praise him ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Spreading God's word. Radio Pulpit on 657 AM.
Lees jy die woord vir vandag dagstukkies? Ons wil verseker dat jou kopie sy bestemming betyds bereik. Jy kan nou die boekie direk by 'n adres van jou keuse ontvang of per e-pos indien jy verkies. Besoek radiokansel.co.za. Kies jou opsie en dateer jou besonderhede op. Jy kan ook die woord devotional na 37871 stuur en ons sal die lys van opsies aan jou stuur of kontak kliëntediens by 012-334-1257. Standaard tariewe geld.
Asixoxeni nansi indaba umfundisi sekaye unpackile njoba ke sibuka udaba lokukhula spiritual and then today sibuka in ministry of the way disiphinde sabuka last week in a ministry yomkhuleko ukuthi lezi zinto ezimbili zingasiza kanjani ukuthi sikhule spiritually 0123341322 umhlambe uyabuza o mhlambe kunala uphikisa khona uthi hayi cha uyazi ngimzwile umfundisi akhuluma lokhu but mina uma ngilifunda izwi lami alisho ngalendlela achaza ngayo ya o mhlambe uthanda nawe ukuthi ufake eyakho I contribution kulona loludaba ya ngivulile I platform 0123341322 onga WhatsApp na ku 0826572729 sawubona dumelo semoyeni
yebo sawubona
sawubona
yebo kunoma lebonkosi
bonginkosi uthanda ukuphawula ngaloludaba
ngithanda ukuthi nje ngiyabonga ngimlalela
Okay. All right. So kukhona ukufundile today?
Yeah.
All right. Siyabonga bonga inkosi. All right. Yeah, 0123341322. Mhlambe nawe une testimony nje encane ungathanda ukusharela yona ukuthi you know bahle mina ukuze ngiqaphele ukuthi ngistakile angiyindawo kodwa ngithi ngiyakholwa bokuyilokho nalokho nalokho umfundisi ukhulume about ukupick up ama spirits and we know ukuthi kunamanye ama spirits okuthi akhona and kuna other people okuthi bayibiza abazalwane mara uthola ukuthi ba operate ngespirit okungasisona and why ba operate ngaleso spirit ngoba bafuna ukuthi kugcwale mhlambe einkonzweni zabo bafuna ukubonisa abantu ama miracles and all that but eqinisweni uthola ukuthi abasebenzi ngespirit esikaNkulunkulu so my question kungaba ukuthi ubona kanjani ukuthi this person usebenza ngespirit okuyisona or spirit okungasiyisona ngoba empeleni you know uNkulunkulu uyamsebenzisa ngithi umuntu ukuthi abonise imanga zakhe but now ngoba siyabona ukuthi abantu baye baya kumisuse lokho and then basebenzisa nezinto ezingekho right so kubalekile ke ukuthi sihlakaniphe Oh sisikwazi ukudisena ukuthi ayicha la akusiyiso yes so uhlukanisa kanjani but before we pendula kune WhatsApp voice note ngicela silalele la umama
Hello, sisibahle kunjani ngiyaphila ngiyakubingelela nomfundisi.
Amen, mama.
Wow, wow, we bless the Lord.
Amen.
Hey, the Lord is good all the time.
All the time.
Yo.
Yeah.
Hayi, ngivuselelekile ngendlela emangalisayo.
Wow.
Hayi, siyabonga, yazi, siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Hayi, uNkulunkulu uyasithanda. Siyabonga, mama. uNkulunkulu agcwalise.
Danke
sesi. Hey, ukubaluleka kwezwi nokuthi sizazi sabubani.
Mm.
Kulombuso esibizelwe kuwo, the kingdom of light, not the kingdom of darkness.
Yeah.
Uthe sivuke sikhanye. Ngokuba ukukhanya kwakhe sekufikile empilweni zethu. Wow, hayi. Siyabonga yazi. Yazi if we can speak the word empilweni zethu. Angeke sibheke ngapha nangapha.
Mm.
Siyohamba si vele izwi lithi singaphezu kwabancobi kusho ukuthi bakhona abancobayo kodwa thina fanele sizikhumbuze ngezwi likaNkuluNkulu ukuthi singaphezu kwabo uthi akasibizanga nje but he have called us into his marvelous light. Yo, ayi mina ngivuselelekile Nkosi yami yazi ngiyabonga mama uNkulunkulu akubusise izwi ya zonke indawo nje la ngilalele khona nje khulunywa ngezwi ukuthi uma study not read for the sake of reading siyenze ngathi inqubo omgomo uma study the word. Hayi siyabonga sisibahle siyabonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu abusisi ngegama lomfilo wami uJesu Kristu. Amen.
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 Amen. Siyabonga kakhulu mama. Asiphinde silalele la uKhalimambo naye nango thumela i-voice note.
Yeah, asibingelele nkosazana, asibingelele nakubalaleli bangu be Radio Pulpit umsakazo wethu indzaba lethu.
Kani mambo.
Manje ke ukukhula.
Yeah.
Enkosini.
Mhm.
Nale Bible ethi Jesu wakhula emuseni.
Mhm.
Wakhula naselwazini. Elwazini lokumazi uNkulunkulu. Manje ke ukukhula kuba khona ukuthi mhlamba umuntu ebe mfundisi kosazana emazi uNkulunkulu eyazi insindiso kodwa ke kubonakala ngathi akakhulanga nkosazana ngenxa yani engana siphiwe kuba khona ukuthi umuntu abe nesiphiwe engakhulanga enkosini nkosazana engakhulanga emuseni engamazi uNkulunkulu engayazi insindiso uma umbheki uthole ukuthi usadla yonke lento le ikhona la emhlabeni ukukhula umuntu lo sewukhulile kumazini uNkulunkulu uyahlukanisa izinto athi yena ungumntwana kaNkulunkulu sengumntwana kaNkulunkulu manje khani mabuko
Khalimambo.
Wow.
Yeah, okay, naye enye i voice note or sense njani?
Yeah. So okay. That I don't forget there are two questions that you have asked me.
Yes.
I'll outingi ngi comment a little bit on what ubaba just spoke about that sometimes umuntu yakhula but singamboni ngoba kana sisiphiwe.
Yeah.
And then kunomuntu one gift but akakakhuli. When I spoke on the first day on spiritual growth, I said the first mandate of this of spiritual growth and the science of spiritual growth is transformation. Transformation does not happen because you've got a gift that you are exercising or you don't. Even just as you are in your family, in your circles, in your workplace, in your groups, in your community, the transformation is crystal clear. Money in the bank and cars we might not see this.
Yeah.
But when you come in here and you are a changed person and you begin to prophesy or rather to show the fruits of the spirit, you cannot deny transformation. So spiritual growth will show wherever you are, whether you are just a church member sitting down, even if maybe you are not in close proximity with your men of God or people who will tell you have grown, your family members and your friends, people will begin to testify of the transformation that has happened in you. So sometimes we think the only way to show that we are growing is because I can preach. No. We are a body of Christ and we've got different functions in the body. There are people who never preach, but they testify of Jesus wherever they go. And somebody comes to the knowledge of Christ. Secondly, how to test the spirits. Am I still audible? How to test the spirits. When you read the book of Acts 16, I love the book of Acts because the book of Acts is the first Christ preaching. This is after Christ has departed and the disciples take over. So it has a lot of foundations and it has a lot of scenarios that help us as believers. Paul sees a girl who was prophesying, and he would keep on saying to them, these are men of God, they are from God. But the Bible tells us that he was prophesying through the spirit of a python. He had masters. They were getting money out of her prophecies. But Paul, being filled with the Holy Spirit, when Jesus departed, he breathed on them and said, take, here's the Holy Spirit. He will be the teacher. The Holy Spirit comes as a spirit of discernment, the spirit of wisdom. The Holy Spirit comes and teaches you and opens up your eyes. Because when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, kufana nokuthi uNkulunkulu ufakwe la kuwe. Therefore, you are able to tell that even though this person speaks like us, even though this person talks and acts like us, but something is not right. But how do you get that? When you continue, when you grow in the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit is in you and it's a child that is alive, you are able to discern. Because this girl who was prophesying the spirit of a python was saying the right things. But because she's saying the right things does not mean she's operating in the spirit of God. So the spirit of discernment, yes. If you are not sure, pray before making a decision concerning a man of God to submit to, a church to submit to. Pray. That's why we have the Holy Spirit, who is our helper.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, sisalele mzuzu ingaki, plus minus 5 minutes. Ungawusebenzisa ukungena uPaule noma ke uNombuzo. Hello sis Bahle, siyabonga ngohlelo uThulani Ndlovu ungale eBulawayo eZimbabwe. Hey, siyanthanda ezimi yazi, siyanithanda kakhulu. Okay, ithi silalele lana ngisalindele ezinye incinqo sizo ukuthi uthini baba Rabbi.
Jo sibahle le mamuruti ka mo ka lebuwa hle ka lebuwa ka le tshele phela le matla yo a lentse la re phidisa ke nete ho bane mogana mdimo ana bua mo bukeng ya Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 uitse ha re etse motho ka setshwantsho sa rona re ho tshwana ha rona. That means re le batho tjena re entswe ka lentse la modimo re phidisa ke lentse ho bane re tshwana le tlhapi. Angata ke rata tsho jwalo re tshwana le thapi without water ha ke kebe ya phela lo rona re le batho re phidisa ke lentswe ke ka ho mo gana Jesu mo bukeng ya John chapter 6 verse 63 he said the word I have spoken to you they are spirit and they are life. Are the spirit give life, the flesh count for nothing. Because rona re le batho we are the inner man re phidisa ke lentswe mo gana Jesu jetse satana a go tloa ho nna satana ho ngodile motho a ke ke a phele ka bohobe fela empa tla phela ka dipolelo tsohle tsetswa molomong wa modimo. Skin net, so my to grow of the word and travail. Galeboa mamuruti lentswe la re phidisa lentswe le matla. Satana ha batle batho ba tsebe lentswe empa wa rata go batho ba tle kereke mara ba ska tseba lentswe. Lentswe le re fa matla, lentswe la re phidisa. Galeboa ka lentswe le matla mamuruti. Ba se bahle ke a leboa mamuruti.
Ho lebohana
ntate. Ba se leba la pinane ya God bless Africa. That is so kembuli. Mutimaretse ka mo hauhle batho ka
letsoa sesana. Amen. Wow. Asithathe la omunye sivale ngaye. Okay, sihambile. Asibona ukuthi uzobuya na. Yeah, 0123341322. Mfundisi mhlambe salindele lo. Ukuthi nokuphawula kwakho kula ma comments siwatholile.
Ngithi ukulalela ngiva bazalwane who love the word.
Yeah.
Abazalwane who love what is called sound doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says that in the last days, people will not be able to endure sound doctrine.
Mm.
What makes believers not to grow these days, it's because we come to a God who we just want gifts. But we do not want a father.
Yeah.
We do not want a relationship and intimacy.
Mm.
But it's an amazing thing to find believers who still want to listen to the pure word of God that does not just give things, but builds you up. That's why the Bible says that the word of God that builds you up, and when it finishes the building, then it delivers to you your inheritance. So we must be those Christians who still crave for sound doctrine. Even though we are in the last days, where people have itching ears. They cannot tolerate. They are not patient. People are not patient. So if you go to church and you preach the word, you preach them the principles of growth. You preach them the principles of prayer. No. Give me. Don't tell me, because we want promises but not the principles.
Mm.
We don't want to walk the journey. We want to pick and go rather.
Yeah.
And we don't want to grow. But it is beautiful to hear abalaleli bathanda izwi, ba appreciate hlala phansi balalele izwi. It's a beautiful thing to acknowledge, to hear.
Amen. Mo ngekho la emoyeni utholakala kanjani?
I am available on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Please do follow, most especially my TikTok, where I speak on different diverse topics, building up each other in the spirit and in the ways of God, whether it's the marketplace, whether it's personal development in every area in our walk of life. I speak a lot on TikTok. I go by the name of Triumph Lubisi. And on Instagram, Triumph Lubisi. On Facebook, I am also Triumph Lubisi on all my social media platforms. So you can keep in touch on those platforms with me.
Mm-hmm. In closing, ongathini nje kuwo wonke umuntu olalela.
Give yourself wholly to these things.
Yeah.
You spoke about something, sis, of people are frustrated on why others are growing. There is a price to it. It's either you want it or you don't. There is a price to these things. You dedicate yourself. You give yourself wholly. I usually get people asking me, you're so young. When did you get ordained? And so forth and so forth. Your speed will determine your growth. Your hunger will determine your growth. That's why the Bible says, for as long as an heir is a child, meaning no matter how old you are, even though you are an heir of the promises of God, for as long as you remain a child, for as long as you are not matured, then you differ not from a slave. Give yourself wholly unto this thing. Let your life, you know, when you love something and you are consumed by it, every time I get in the car, every time is good for prayer. Why? Because I have grasped the mentorship of Paul to Timothy when he says, mfana wami, give yourself wholly unto these things. Noma kanjani, when you take this principle and you walk by it, the end results of it is that your profiting will appear unto all. Your progress will appear unto all, undeniably so. So give yourself, not half-half, not sometimes. People have seasons of prayer, but Yazi, 6 months ago, being Tazaman, I don't know what happened. No. Consistency. Fervent, consistent prayers. Not as I said, not as a fire brigade, not when there's challenges, not when there's problems, but you dwell in the presence of God. You create an hour of prayer to fellowship, to have intercourse and intimacy with the Holy Spirit. Believe me, if you get into that altar, Amen. You won't come out the same.
Yo, that's powerful. Yo. Looking forward in next week.
Amen.
To in next week.
Yes.
Yeah, yo, Pastor Triumph, kube kuhle sinawe nakule ntambama. Ngiyathemba ukuthi nalapha emakhaya kukhona okuningi abakufundile, and then sisazoqhubeka sifunda.
Ngiyabonga sisi, siyohlangana futhi next week.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Ntate Rabi, ke eo happy na hawe ke tswa ka yona. Izosiholela ku Pastor Rayleigh Ghodi ezohlala nayo kusukela manje ngo 5 kuze kuyoshaya u 7. Ningakhohlwa bazalwane, u Radio Pulpit use Free State Copa Race this coming Friday kuze kube is Sunday. So how le Paris o le ka Free State etla o tlo dumedisa. Hello, sikubone. Kuhle ukuthi sometimes abantu sikhuluma nabo la emoyeni siphinde sibabone futhi. Yeah, sibabone emehlweni. So asihlanganeni lapho. Sithi God bless Africa.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.